But you know what? We're here. It's working.
Amen. Amen.
You're in Mobile.
Fairhope.
I'm in Seattle. You're in Fairhope now? That's like,
I never lived in Mobile. Fairhope is
Fairhope. Oh, like Spanish Fort.
Yes.
Fine.
Yes.
Whatever. I'll allow it.
Okay.
Well, hey.
Hey.
Welcome to the show. Thanks for coming.
Thank you. This sounds really cool.
And
hanging out with me. Your voice sounds good for this, the podcast.
Sick. I hope so. That kind of sucked. Really, I feel like a few people would still listen if my voice was like just awful, but yeah.
I think there are plenty of people who have podcasts.
I guess low key brag. I feel like I have a pretty good voice.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think there are a lot of people with podcasts who have fine voices, but you have a really solid podcast voice, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Sick. Well, I'm glad you think that. Are you going to listen to this when it comes out?
Oh, you're breaking out. Breaking up.
Oh, sorry. I said
you look shitty. I missed your wedding.
Gosh. Okay, well, boom. Hello. Welcome to What the Hell Are My Friends Up To? Woo. We're here with Smorgasbord Hirschfeld.
That
I'm
is
your
my
host,
name.
Taco Bell. Okay, hi. I'm gonna keep introducing the podcast, pretending like we're starting for a full 40 minutes, and I'm like, anyways, see ya. And that's it.
All right, glad you heard me try podcast intros.
Yeah, we'll just call the episode Draft.
Draft.
I feel like people were really filler text.
Untitled.
Untitled podcast game.
Yeah. Welcome to my TED Talk.
Hey, welcome. So today on my TED Talk, we're going to talk about introducing my podcast. Hi, I'm Taylor King.
And
you're
Sarah
listening
Hirschfeld.
To Disney Channel.
Mike, Super Short Show.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
This is actually what people do in podcasts that I hate, where their banter is like 20 minutes. And I'm like, but in my mind, like, we haven't started.
Yeah. But this is like, people are listening to us right now. So maybe we should move forward with something that I have pre-planned. Cause I'm doing work for this.
What do you mean? How's people that sound? Are listening?
Not live, later.
Well, can't you edit?
No, I don't want to.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding.
Okay.
So let's get into it. All right, here we go.
Right.
So a big part of my show is I really love and encourage community involvement. And so one way that I found that people can do that is by sending me questions.
Okay.
So would you rather questions or just any kind of question they think would be funny to answer? So I've got a question. I'm going to play it on my phone and then we're going to talk about it. We're going to answer it. Sound good?
I love it.
Okay, here we go.
Would you rather go a month without internet or go a month without taking a shower? That's hard.
Oh my gosh, internet, easy.
First of all, before you just, plow right through all that content. Who was that? You know who that was, right?
That was Sarah Buck.
That was Sarah Wright.
Sarah Buck Wright.
Literally, I still call her Sarah Buck. I don't, that's just
who
her name.
Though?
I don't know.
That's my question.
Probably not even Steven.
He's like, Sarah Buck.
Okay, so you were real fast to say internet.
There's no question about it.
Why?
Well, one, I really enjoy showers. I just really enjoy the feeling of being clean. And sometimes I just stand in the shower. Actually, a lot of times I just stand in the shower and I'm not cleaning anything. I'm just standing there enjoying.
Except your soul.
Except my soul. Seriously. Actually, I had a friend recently who asked me, what do you do with your hands while you're in the shower?
Just put them on the ceiling.
No, and I thought, I've never thought about that before, but I started paying attention. I kind of cross my arms, sort of like hold my upper arms.
Like you're like an upright fetal position.
That's not how I would describe it at all. I would describe it more as like I'm in a nude photo shoot, but I don't want to show my breasts. You know,
not even when you're in complete privacy.
Right. I'm like Arrested. Come on.
It's like, have you watched Arrested Development?
No, but please tell me about it.
Oh my, there's somebody on the show in Arrested Development, the show called Arrested Development. And he is a never nude. And basically that means he's never not in front of anyone, not even in front of himself. Stop. Like he can't. He has a psychological, like, he can't be nude. And he calls himself a never nude. And it's hilarious. Like, not even when he's having sex with his wife. Like, he can't.
My gosh.
He has to wear, he wears, blue jean shorts under everything all the time. Even when he's in the shower.
So
I'm picturing. I'm picturing you in the shower in a clean way. Pure way.
When he's entering into the marital covenant, is he wearing socks?
No, I don't know. I'll have to just go back and watch all of Arrested Development.
All of it just to find out that.
Yeah, just to figure. Even when I know
since you gave up internet so that you could.
Well, I didn't answer the question. You've only answered real fast with internet.
Okay, listen. So that one reason.
Can I just give you a really, really good rebuttal point? And it's only one word.
Okay.
Coronavirus.
Showers.
You could seriously get rid of showers. Wait, you're saying you want showers?
I'm saying I want to give up the internet.
Yeah. Okay. But how about this? So because of the corona, so still rebuttal point, coronavirus.
Right.
So showers, fine, nice and clean, no spread of germs, but everyone's going to be working remotely in like a month because nobody's going to want to be seeing each other face to face. How are you going to get any work done? Because you won't have the internet.
So I actually have like a crap ton of sick time saved up. And I think I would probably just use that. No, but like a month's worth for sure. And I've asked that question in the, wondering, I will get pregnant hopefully one day. And so thinking,
Lord willing,
there's no pregnancy leave in this handbook here. And so then I was told by my boss that I can save up my sick time. And so I know that I've got like a month of sick time. So that is my answer. I wouldn't work. Boom.
Okay. That's a good answer.
Do you want to know why I would be okay giving up internet in a world where we're obsessed with internet?
I feel like I know your answer, but go ahead.
Well, because
it's because of, it's because of them aliens. No, it's because of them aliens.
Yes. No, that's exactly it.
For everybody listening, Sarah is actually wearing a tinfoil hat. You can't see it because it's just an audio. We had a pretty lengthy discussion, and I had to promise her that I would not send this up into outer space.
And I'm still doubtful.
So if you're an alien, stop listening. We don't want you here.
I can smell you. Yeah, that's why.
Anyways, so you can take the hat off, but tell me your real reason or your other reason.
I mean, it's one of those things where like at first you feel like really different and like really cool and above the times.
Like a social media cleanse.
Right, right. And then as I was literally saying, do you want to know why I would be okay with getting rid of internet? I thought, stop talking, Sarah, because you're so annoying. Everyone knows why you give up internet.
You're not
going
to be that person.
No, everyone knows why you give up internet. It's because we all know that it feels good to not be connected sometimes.
It really does.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's nothing new. I'm hoping our generation can kind of pull us back.
Okay.
Because I think we're starting to realize that sure. being connected.
Well, it starts with us right here.
It starts with us in this podcast.
I'm just gonna turn this off for a month.
Right.
And we'll pick back up.
Right.
Since the power of the internet is forging our connection as we speak.
Aliens.
Anyways, okay, cool.
What's
just
another
so you
question?
Know, I would give up powers. No, are that's you? Just you. Just get one.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you relevant questions to your life now.
But also, I want to respond to the fact that you would give up showers. I have one word. Coronavirus.
Yeah. No, but it's cool.
You're right. We got to go. We got to go somehow.
No, it's cool. It's just cool.
Right. Okay. Question time.
Okay. So do you want to hear my real questions for you?
I do. Yeah.
But thank you for submitting that question, Sarah. And everyone else needs to submit more questions and be great. Thank you. So here we go. The idea of asking people for money, no matter the just cause or reason, is terrifying for me to swallow. But for you, it's literally your job, and for many of our other friends, and it represents the lifeblood of your salary. ... What are the nuggets you feel like you've learned in the trenches of doing this for several years now? And should it be as scary as it seems to me?
I'm sweating as you're just saying that.
Yeah, it's a hard... That's why I wanted to ask you.
Yeah, today's honestly probably not the day to ask
you. Are you getting a lot of no's today?
Here's the thing, TK.
I rarely
have ever heard the word no in terms of asking for money. So
what?
People would think, would they'd say, you're really good at what you do. And I'd say, yeah, I guess technically I am, but it scares the poop out of me. Like I literally.
Like how many times do you think you've, from the day you got this job to now, like how many pitches do you think you've given?
Well, the first several months were just like creating this development department because we never had one before. Okay. So a lot of it wasn't asking for money, but I'll tell you this right now, I'm trying to raise $50,000 before April 17th. And so I think we have like less than a month right now. And today I found out that a $6,000 check is coming in the mail and a $2,600 gift of stock just came to us. And instead of thinking, oh my gosh, that's amazing, wow, my immediate next thought is, and now I just have to ask for more. And so I'm trying.
So it's a slippery slope.
I'm trying really hard to celebrate. Last week, I had spiritual direction. And I brought up the point that I don't think I'm celebrating my wins enough. And she said, okay, that's good. That's a really good point. How can you celebrate? I said, I don't even know. So today I celebrated Todd, my boyfriend, made me some kind of alcoholic beverage. Bourbon and... Oh my gosh. An old fashioned. I've kind of gotten into old fashioned recently.
Oh so yeah. Nice.
Celebrated a little bit. So I'm trying to celebrate
for Lent.
Okay. Well, it was disgusting.
It's been great. Oh, it was?
No, I'm kidding. It wasn't. I was just trying to make you feel better. Good. That's awesome.
I hate that stuff.
Why did you give up alcohol for Lent?
I wanted to see what it would do for my body, like the benefits. And then two, just, you know, it's the purpose of Lent, at least for me being a non-Catholic, is find something that, We're here with Sarah Hirschfeld. You're listening to Catholic Radio 1. Huh? So anyways.
Being a non-Catholic, Lent is.
Sure. Yeah. So it's just, for me, it's like, I don't even do it every year, but when I have a good one to do, it's like, what's something that is a part of most days for me, something that I could get rid of and would think about it not being there.
Totally.
Because the purpose for me is to like replace it with thoughts on God or,
you know,
it's just spiritual thoughts.
Yeah, absolutely.
So alcohol has actually been a great way for me to do that. So I've enjoyed it so far.
That's awesome. I love that.
Yeah. Thank you.
I love you too. I thought about going on the whole 30 for Lent.
Yeah.
Because I realized I'm very attached to comfort of, for me, it's convenient food. So I don't mean fast food. I just mean like carrots and peanut butter or like oatmeal or like some ham and cheese, eggs at the most. Okay. So okay. I thought I'll do
so just bringing a little regularity to your diet.
Well, and more of just like you've got to prepare and you've got to think about it, and you shouldn't be so attached to just like the ease of what food has become to you, I guess. And then as I was really thinking about it, I thought, I do not think God is asking me to do this. And so I decided to do something else. And I'm really happy about that.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
I think there's a time to spiritualize things and then there's a time not to.
Absolutely.
And you have to find your own balance.
Right. And Lent also isn't for the sake of purging us of every single attachment ever. It's pick something and do it faithfully and do
it
well.
It's a mindfulness exercise.
Right. Like feel the seat under my butt right now.
Yes.
Mindfulness.
Check.
It's all about, okay.
Okay. So back a little bit to the question that I asked. Remember that old little nugget?
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So maybe could you give me like two or three like practical lessons that you've learned, or one or two, or just one, whatever, practical lessons that you feel like you've learned now that you've done this for more than a week?
Right. Well, like you mentioned earlier, I have done this really since I graduated college, but this is on a more extreme level. I'm not fundraising my salary. I'm fundraising for an entire organization. Man, I think the biggest thing that I have to remind myself of is this is a mission worth telling people about. And it's a mission that people want to get behind. And when I remember that, the ask isn't so hard. Really, the ask isn't a big deal at all. It's when I forget that this is really about the greater mission. And I start to think that it's about me. That's when I get really paralyzed and feel like I can't do this.
Yeah.
Literally, the distance.
You need to love what, like you need to buy in yourself to what you're
selling. Yes, that's exactly it. Yes. And that's the only reason I'm doing this. The only reason I'm doing this. I could do a lot of other things, but I believe in what I'm promoting. And I believe that there are people who are waiting to hear about it. Especially when I tell people about it, not everyone, but a lot of people, they just are amazed. They're like, this is the coolest thing ever. So
but at the same time, you know, they say, don't get hooked on your own supply.
What? What does that mean?
Basically, you're a drug dealer and
right. This
is an intervention.
No, thank you.
You're welcome.
So back to your question.
Sure. Why not?
It's so much self-talk. Like I feel like in this job, I'm just constantly telling myself the truth. And it's like, yeah. I know the truth. And so, but that's not enough. Like, knowing the truth isn't enough. I have to remind myself constantly. And I mean, maybe that's a lesson for life. Like, we know a lot of truths. We've grown up hearing them. Maybe we've recently relearned them, but it's one thing to intellectually know a truth, but then to really experience it. And so I'm just constantly telling myself the truth. And it's like days like today when that just seems really exhausting, when a lot of times I'm not having to do that. There's a lot of other things that I do besides make literal asks for money.
Yeah.
And a lot of those things I really enjoy, and they're not, they don't make me feel like hyperventilating. But then the times where I am asking, or not so much the ask, when you have me on the phone, my mouth is going to talk. It's mainly like leading up to the ask. It's like the distance between my thumb and the call button is, it seems like,
yeah,
18,000 miles long. That's like where the
self-doubt like creeps in. Yes. And you're like, well, what if, yep, I'm not supposed to be here? What, yep, if they tell me no? What if they, yeah, what if they start bullying our organization?
Right. And the thing is, I think,
yeah,
what it is,
yeah,
I have this fear that I'm going to make someone uncomfortable. And I've realized very recently that it's my ego that doesn't want to make someone uncomfortable, because I don't want to be seen as the person who could make somebody uncomfortable. So really it's,
yeah, I mean, I don't think anybody wants that.
Yeah.
And they don't, you know, inversely, like, people don't want to make, on the other end of the line, aren't going to want to make you more uncomfortable as well. So I feel like that kind of works to your advantage a little bit.
Well, and that's something I haven't even considered really until this moment. That they also don't want me to feel uncomfortable.
This is the moment with Taylor King.
But that's a really good point, though. Like, they also don't want to make me uncomfortable.
Yeah. There's like a societal balance to this.
Yes.
I don't know.
So I think that's the biggest... I don't know. I feel like that's my answer is not very good, but it's like,
no, that's okay.
Oh, so you're admitting that it's not very good.
No, I'm saying your thought is okay to have out loud that you just said.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh. That reminded me of Mean Girls.
What part?
Do you know what I'm talking about? They're asking
for money.
No. Where she goes, she says, so you crap, you're gonna have to cut this. Where she's like, thanks. She gives her a compliment. She's like, oh, thanks. And she's like, so you agree? You think you're, or you know what I'm talking about?
So you do think you're pretty.
Or something like that.
Okay. Oh, so you do want to get by a bus. Cool.
Next question. Spoiler.
I'm so sorry. Next question. So you work at Baby Steps now, and I'd love to hear just a general like elevator pitch, okay, on the organization, because, okay, obviously they are amazing. Like, I truly, the work y'all are doing is incredible. But also the meat of this question, if you lived in an alternate universe where you woke up in a totally different career path with all the skills and ambitions that you have right now, what do you feel like your dream job would have been? Or like, where do you think you would have been?
Wait, repeat the bulk of that question.
So basically, like, having all the skills that you have right now, if you lived in an alternate reality where Baby Steps didn't exist,
okay,
where do you think your career path would have like led you with everything that you have?
Oh my goodness.
Or like, maybe like your dream job that you would love to.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, okay, yeah. So first I'll answer the question. So Baby Steps is a nonprofit based out of Auburn, Alabama, War Tigers. And we exist to empower college students at Auburn University to have their education and their babies by providing housing, support, and community. So we're not just a house, but we are also a hub of resources and a gathering space, pretty much like a community of student moms, the dads who are involved, the kiddos, so that if a student at Auburn finds herself pregnant, she doesn't have to choose between having her baby and her education. She can have both. Mm.
Yeah. You're not just a house. You're a home.
Duh. I'm sure I've used baby that steps. Before. Baby steps. We're not just a house. We're a home. Mm. We are
family. You're family.
We're a family. We're not just a fam. We're a family. Okay.
Like in Billie Eilish lyrics.
I love her so much. I want to be her friend.
She's so fun. Okay.
I really want to be her friend. Oh my gosh. Honestly, here's the thing. I don't think I'd be doing this.
Yeah. No, that's okay. Like yeah. you've already said you believe in baby steps. That's why you're doing this.
Right. Right. Not because this
You don't have to justify like we know you love baby steps. That's okay. I said in an alternate universe.
Right. There's no question that I love baby steps. It's do I love raising money? I don't know yet. And yeah. I would say today, no, because it's terrifying. But I think ask me in a year, I'll say something hopefully different. And if not, I mean, I'll look for something else. I'm not going to torture myself. Right. The whole life.
We'll see you in season 4 and we'll ask you again.
Perfect. So great. In an alternate universe, dream job. Oh my gosh. I don't even know. Honestly, I've always wanted to be famous.
You look famous.
Do I?
You're wearing Beats. I mean, I'm hashtag wearing brand these. Deals? Are you kidding me?
I got these before these were even that. Oh my gosh, I hate myself. Never mind. Oh my gosh. I got these before they were even cool. I'd give up.
I am an influencer.
Gosh. God knows I shouldn't be famous. That's why he's like, no. I don't know. Like I wanted growing up, I really wanted to be an actor on Law and Order SVU. I wanted to be like the scientist who like looks at the dead bodies. Because I was really curious about roadkill. Like it just really intrigued me. Like we would be driving, my family would be driving down the highway and my mom would be like, "Sarah, roadkill." And I'd be like, oh my gosh, where? Like I don't know what it was.
Out of the car at 50 miles an hour.
And I become the roadkill.
You were the roadkill. Yes.
I don't know what it was. And so I just thought, maybe I'll be a forensic scientist. And then I thought, no, dream job. Yeah. I'd be the actress of a forensic scientist. I think I'm just like constantly sort of waiting for my like moment to be discovered.
This is it.
Yeah, this might be it. So that's so funny. Is that a dream job? Is being famous a career? I think I'd like to be.
Yeah, look at all the people doing they make money through their fame and influence.
Yeah.
Not by producing their own products.
Right. Well, I think that would like send me to purgatory real quick, if not hell.
Okay.
Sorry to be dramatic. I don't think I could be an influencer. It'd get too much in my head. So I don't really do social media.
Be too toxic for you.
It's not because I'm like so much better. It's because I get really like easily jealous and compare. And so I'm like, why would I torture myself? So I just don't.
Speaking of social media, this is a bit of an aside, but like, I've baby steps has been killing it on Instagram.
Listen, we have that. That is the biggest compliment we get. It's hilarious. And we have this awesome girl named Grace. She's a freshman in college and she is working with us and she's just amazing. Yeah. She's been awesome. Great.
I mean, to be fair, like you get to post pictures of babies. So your content is already going to be Slamma Jamma, so good.
Because everybody loves babes.
Everyone loves babies.
But
the, and if you don't, stop listening to my podcast.
You can keep listening if you don't.
Don't stop.
So to go back to your
stop
question, because okay, it's not just about the babies, you know.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
Don't you know that?
Don't you know?
I think I would want to be an actress. I think I would want to be involved. Yeah, I think I would want to be an actress, and then I would want to evolve into maybe a director, because I just think there's something so beautiful about film, and I've experienced the world through the lens of movies in a lot of ways. Of course, I've experienced my own
impactful life. Medium.
Yes, I think it is one of the most captivating forms of art, and I think it's storytelling, and everyone loves stories. And
yeah, it's right up there with knitting.
Absolutely. Basket weaving.
Oh my god, don't even get me started.
The stories that are told in those weaves.
Unparalleled.
Yeah,
mostly
but see,
perpendicular with the basket weaving.
But I always said, if I like was an heiress or something and didn't have to worry about money, like I would have gone to like NYU and studied film, and it wouldn't have mattered if I was successful or not, because you know, I was always going
to
be secure.
Work on your path in art,
right? And so I really admire people who get to do that for a living. And I have this dream. I still, to this day, when I look at credits, I sit through almost all of the credits, and because I want to reflect on the movie. And also, all of those, that every line was intentional. They weren't just like, man, this part doesn't matter. It does matter. And they pick.
It went through a lot.
Yes. And they pick really beautiful music too. And so.
And people a lot of times.
What? For the credits?
And people. Yeah.
All you're seeing are words. Okay. So I still, long story short, I still want my name to be on them one day.
Yeah. You know what? I think one day. Yeah. One day.
One day.
One day.
I agree. One day.
One day more.
Yep. So for all
one,
of you,
only
oh
one
my
day.
Gosh. Another thing, I should just say this in case you do get famous, TK. Do a killer cartoon baby voice. So I think I'd be an awesome.
To be fair, I've heard this voice, and I don't know if where we're going is somewhere I want the podcast to go right now.
I'm not gonna do it. I'm just telling you.
So you don't want to do it.
That's not what I said.
So you hate babies.
Am
I mishearing you? For everybody listening, Sarah actually just threw up.
Oh, TK, do you remember that time I did throw up in your presence? When I got back from India.
Shot. Come on.
No, they were taking blood.
Oh, a reverse shot. Sorry.
They were taking blood out of my body and I threw up.
It was very funny because
no, it wasn't. They also asked
you were
me.
Totally
they also
fine.
Asked me about my bowel movements in front of you, and I was like, "Oh my gosh!
Oh, you're embarrassing me! Stop, mom!" oh yeah, but you. So like, you were totally fine, and then I like look over. The shot's already done, and then I look over, and all of a sudden, in a span of like 5 seconds, your face has gone just completely pale, and you're like, "Where's the bathroom?" And they're like, "It's right there, literally like 5 feet from us." So of course, she goes 5 feet away from us, closes a very thin door, and proceeds to dry heave, while me, the nurse, and the doctor are just looking at each other, pretending like we're not all hearing the same thing.
Oh
and
my
yeah,
gosh,
it was fun.
So bad.
It was fun.
Oh, that is so bad. But I also was not dry heaving. I was definitely throwing up blue cheese from Zaxby's.
It was both. It was both. Oh, but I love Zaxby's.
I can't eat blue cheese anymore.
Oh my gosh. We need Zaxby's to sponsor this podcast.
Yeah, they want to now.
Zaxby's, Chipotle, Chick-fil-A, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get there.
checkers.
Okay. Well, I had other things that we could talk about, but honestly, we're kind of already running out of time. And I feel like this was pretty good.
If what it wasn't, we can always do it next week.
Give me an assessment. Give me an assessment of yourself for how you think this podcast went for you today as we speak.
Presently. I mean, I think we have a good time together. And so
I think so.
I think
I would
people,
consider you a
I would consider you a friendly acquaintance.
Okay. That's fine. I'm not hurt.
I mean, I did miss your wedding, so
you were there. You just weren't there.
Yeah. And I couldn't not tell you and Caitlin. Oh, I had to spill the beans.
To be totally honest, somebody else had already told me, so I just acted surprised.
I wasn't there.
Yeah. I can't remember who
told you that.
They weren't like snitching. It was just like it just came up.
Yeah, Sarah missed it. I bet they were.
Oh yeah, that's.
They were admitting their own not being there, and they're like,
I think that's what it was. Either. Yeah, they were talking about like a bunch of people were outside the gate because you know we're super popular.
I know they literally didn't let us in.
Literally busting down the door to get in, try and see us.
And
in
I
person.
Was sure because it was a Protestant wedding. I was sure it was going to last for 15 minutes. That thing lasted 45 minutes. Never My have I ever. God. Not been to a Protestant wedding that lasted 45 minutes.
And I'd have to put my finger down because I was in one.
It was yours. So, yeah. I had a lot of fun with you today. But again, I want to be famous. So, like, I could talk forever.
Listen, if you really want to be famous and you've got more stuff to talk about, maybe we can have another episode. No promises, though, because I don't know what I'm doing yet.
Sure.
Ever.
Well, just know that if you need a baby voiceover, you've got my number.
I'll get my social media manager to contact you.
Perfect. Is his name?
No, it's Sydney. My sister.
That was you. I was going to change your name.
No.
Tyler.
It's like slightly less lame than it being myself.
Right.
But it's family, so not really.
Before we go really fast, have you seen Love is Blind?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Have you watched the whole thing?
I watched part of it because Caitlin watched all of it and I came in at the end.
I'm about
I feel
to
like they did a
tonight.
Good job. They did a good job with a relationship arc that's more believable than The Bachelor. I'll say that.
Sure. But okay, if that's believable, why is The Bachelor not believable?
Well, I don't know. Well, obviously people love The Bachelor, so it's hard to...
I don't watch it.
It's nice that they found a spot in that niche genre that it's like huge, obviously, but it's different because
They
created a different formula for it.
Right.
Like,
right.
I appreciate that.
Right. I appreciate the fact that these people can walk away, maybe for the first time, thinking that relationships didn't have to just be surface level because they're having basic conversations in my definition, but they're like, I've never had such deep conversation in my life. And I'm thinking this is actually ridiculous.
Oh, so never. Yeah.
But I'm glad you're learning this lesson at 35.
Oh yeah. Yeah. So I feel like it wasn't, you know, it wasn't set up to be as toxic as The Bachelor so often is.
Right. But it is very weird that they're like, you've known each other for 10 days and now you're engaged and now you're going on a honeymoon and then you're going to live together.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not a proponent of that, but yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
I am.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Well, speaking of things that I appreciate, I really appreciate you and I'm glad we got a chance to talk.
Me too. Thanks for having me, TK.
Yeah. And I'll leave a link to Baby Steps awesome Instagram in the description, in the show note description, if you want to go follow them, because it's honestly like, yeah, it's a good follow.
Good follow.
I don't follow a bunch of random celebrities and people from Riverdale, AKA my wife.
Well, he does follow me though. So
everybody that I am follow, a celebrity. Oh, that's true. Yeah, everybody I follow for a reason. So Baby Steps is one of them.
Thanks.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll talk to you later.
Okay. See ya.
Okay, bye.
Bye, love you.
Bye, love you. Well, 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 look what we have here. A loyal, truly incredible, beautiful human being, that's you, that has chosen to stick to the end of my silly little podcast. I salute you, sir, madam, or otherwise. I've said it once, and now I will speak it now for the second time, presently, right now. Thank you for listening and thereby supporting my podcast. Receiving all your messages as we've launched this project has actually blown me away, and I'm really glad I found this fun way to reconnect with all of you. There are more ways you can show me some love if you are so inclined. The easiest way would be to turn on your phone screen that you have in your pocket or wherever. Turn it back on, chuck a review and a rating for my podcast, because this is going to allow more people to see how much fun we're having, and hopefully they'll join us. Then, if you did that first little easy bit, why not just go ahead and tap a button and subscribe, so as soon as a new episode drops each Wednesday, you are the first, well, technically you're like the collective first of people to know about it. That'd be awesome, right? Anyways, you guys rock, and I'll see you next week, fam.